You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ravens offseason has already begun as they missed the playoffs after losing to Pittsburgh on Sunday night. And now we start looking at needs, at the roster construction, et cetera. And let's take a look at the offense, guys. And I was thinking about this morning. Like, other than their MVP quarterback and their 32-year-old running back, what the heck, like, what position group do you feel good about on the offensive side of the football? Like, the tight end room used to be the best in football. Now all you got is Mark Andrews, who looks a little cooked. I love Zay Flowers, but that's all you got at wide receiver. And the O-line stinks.
I think you have major issues. I don't see how you bring Rashad Bateman back. I mean, we can sit here right now. All right. And so it's Eric's mess. It's Eric and Steve's mess. Harbaugh's out of the building. I don't want to hear whoever the coach is, whether he's experienced or not experienced. It's all going to be new to him. This is their rodeo. So it's their mess. They got a lot to clean up. Like, if we see things like running it back with Bateman, which, I have no reason to think anything's going to change in how they operate as a front office, because I just watch them rub Andrew's contract in Likely's face with the season on the line. So I don't think, I mean, that just happened.
Yeah.
So nothing, Harbaugh's firing doesn't have anything to do with that one way or the other. He didn't have a hand in that one way or the other. That's completely out of his purview. And it just happened. But like, if they're not willing to realize they got one good year out of Bateman and should have sold high on him and just get him out low, then that's going to be a further indictment that they still think they're the smartest people in the league and that they're not willing to admit defeat and move on and take a dose of that's going to taste like a spoonful of pepper when you extended him one more time than you had to, and now you're going to get nothing for him. And he's probably going to go somewhere else and be on his best behavior for a year and look pretty good. But it's not going to happen here. So there's got to be self-scouting recognitions of, like, even some of the names that might appear on a depth chart right now can't be back or shouldn't be back. If you don't bring someone in with some degree of proven left tackle production, whether it's at a very high level in college or whether it's very recently in the NFL, you're asking for your offensive line to collapse again next year. So that's one where maybe some people would be like, well, I don't know that left tackle would be a premium need. For me, it's a top five need. The problem is I don't even know where to rank them because there's like 12 of them. There's like 12 needs that are all pretty important. And left tackle, obviously, is any team builder would tell you it's one of the five most important positions. So like, even where, again, yeah, you could look at that wide receiver room, you could look at the tackles as their own subsect of the O-line and say, well, they're okay at tackle. I don't think they're okay at tackle. If they took a quarterback high, that would be baffling. Mm-hmm. If they took a running back high, given all the needs they have, even if they didn't have Derrick Henry, I don't care if it was Barkley, whoever you think it might be, even a Bijan. No. No, how much is Atlanta won with Bijan with all their other issues?
Yeah.
No. So outside of that, you can make the case for anything. I'll say this. You're not winning in this league unless you have size speed merchants who can win for you on the outside, even when it's not a perfect pass and even when it's a 35-65 ball or a 45-50. You better have at least one of those guys in your roster, either at tight end or wide receiver, whatever you want to call them, and you better have at least one of them on the other side of the ball who can stop that stuff. And they have none of the above.
I know we're getting to defense later in the hour, but for both sides, I'm focusing in the trenches because those are the areas in which Eric DaCosta significantly neglected the 2025 Ravens. And with this offensive line, Ronnie, with how the contract, he's coming back, but I'm with you, Jason. You better bring in legit.
Don't give me a journeyman guard who can't play tackle and tell me that's your swing tackle.
Yeah. Falele, he's a free agent, he's gone. Linderbaum, he's a free agent. What happens there? Rosengarten, he's coming off a sophomore slump. So you're going to have to significantly invest in this offensive line. And you were dead last in spending there last year. Right now, you're projected at 31st in spending this upcoming year. What we've seen, and you can go back to 2021 as a perfect example, probably when the offensive line was as bad as it was this past.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Last year, like any quarterback, it significantly affected Lamar Jackson.
Sure.
There were times where it was really in his head, and he got gun shy and maybe felt the pressure coming when it wasn't coming and stepping up when he did. Like, it significantly affected Lamar Jackson. So, priority one, and trust me, receiver, tight end, like that, there's plenty of needs, like you outlined, Jason. But priority one, you can't neglect the offensive line again. You can't.
Well, you want to see how bad the line was. The signature Lamar Jackson play in that Steelers game was due to a complete and outright failure of the offensive line. Two guys came in clean, and he somehow got between both of them and threw a BB to Zay Flowers for a touchdown. You didn't mention Voorhees because I know he's still under contract, but he shouldn't be guaranteed a role. They have major issues. Like, Rosengarten regressed. Ronnie's okay, but do you trust him to be healthy? Like, there's issues at every spot on this whole line.
Yeah. And we don't know who the next O-line coach is going to be or what his pedigree is going to be and all of that. Look, the reality with Lamar Jackson is the older he gets, he's going to cost more because of what he's done and because, frankly, they negotiated contracts that put themselves behind the eight ball at 2026. Did he want to get ahead of it in 2025? No, he told you, I don't need to do this offseason. Have you seen our roster? I'll get back to me next year. Well, we're here, bro. So that compounds the problem. And then what else is going to happen the older he gets? He's going to run less. You got to have a real offensive line. You can't get by with 1.5 offensive linemen who are any good. One guy who could play in the league on most teams, and then a bunch of experiments. Like, it's not. And then when he gets banged up in season, in part because your O-line ain't nearly as good as it needs to be or you thought it was going to be, then it starts to happen even quicker in real time. So, but it's a hell of a time to need all that. When you also got one guy who can really win for him downfield, and that guy is small, and that guy doesn't win on the outside.
And
he's great. I love him. Pay him. He's a great player. He fits with the quarterback. They see the game the same way. He's great on scramble drills. You go into the playoffs, but teams only need to take away Lil Zay Flowers. You're not winning in the playoffs.
And the only other guy we've ever seen do any winning is leaving. He won on fourth down in Pittsburgh Sunday night. That's Isaiah Likely. He won in the playoff game in Buffalo. He's not coming back. They gave the money to Mark Andrews. So, like, you've got one dude and he's small.
Yeah, I mean, if they're interviewing me for this job, I would have questions. Like, I'd have more questions for them than they'd have for me. Yeah.
Do you think it's the best job?
It's the best job because these other organizations are doing this every 3 years.
Yeah, the other ones are.
I mean,
and you have Lamar Jackson.
You got Lamar Jackson. You got great facilities. Dirty little secret: the division sucks. So it's not like, oh, I don't know about going to that division. Like,
yeah.
I mean. It's the best. It's the best job by far, but that doesn't mean that they're anywhere close to being a Super Bowl contender.
Coming up next, we'll get into the roster. We'll get into the Ravens' future at head coach, Benjamin Solak. He's covers the NFL for ESPN. He joins us next here on The Fan.